Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand if you can for the reading of God's holy word. As I continue to preach in your hearing, the church must unhitch itself from W.E.B. Du Bois's problem of the color line. Part 18, The Lost Souls of Black Folk and White Folk. Part 72. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. The Holy Word of God reads, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for your amazing love, amazing grace, amazing power. First, just for creating us, and help us to all remember that we are created beings. And Lord, then for redeeming us and dying on the cross for our sins. We praise you and we thank you for what you have done for us. We pray that you would help us to do great things for you. You have been good to us, but we must admit that we have not been good to you. Have mercy and grace upon your creatures and your redeemed ones. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our hearts, our minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ, and make us whiter than snow on the inside, afresh and anew. Crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, afresh and anew, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. You said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you." Lord, we thank you for the great meeting last night after recovering from a strange feeling of sickness. We give you the glory, praise, and honor. Thank you, Lord, that I feel much better tonight. And I pray that you will demonstrate the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that this will not just be another message, but a message that will change the lives of people and save those who are lost. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Albert Mohler, a respected Christian minister and seminary president, said, "Racial superiority in any form, white superiority as the central issue of our concern, is a heresy. The separation of human beings," he said, "into ranks of superiority and inferiority differentiated rather by skin color is a direct assault upon the doctrine of creation and an insult to the image of God Almighty, in which every human being is made. Racial superiority is also directly subversive of the gospel of Christ, effectively reducing the power of his substitution atonement and undermining the faithful preaching of the gospel to all persons and to all nations. End of quote. That's Dr. Albert Mohler. I knew he was deep, but I didn't know he was that deep. But that is well put. And I don't think anybody else could have put it better, to be quite frank with you. And he's the president of a Southern Baptist seminary. But it sounds like he's been with the Lord. Beloved, in our last message in this series, we began looking at how salvation through Christ is represented in this passage as being baptized by the Spirit into one body and drinking into the Spirit. We began looking at how ritual, what some call a ritual, but the ordinance of baptism symbolizes one's acceptance into the body of Christ. The washing of the body that happens in baptism is representative of the washing of our souls and spirits in the blood of Christ. And oh, how we need that today, how people need that cleansing through the blood of Christ. What's wrong in our nation, and what's wrong in our churches, and what's wrong in our families is that people have not been washed in the blood of Jesus. They have not been born again. They have not been saved. That is the crux of the matter. However, this passage speaks of a different baptism, a baptism of the Spirit. Unlike the baptism of water, this baptism of the Spirit happens immediately upon our acceptance of Christ or believing on Christ as our Savior. It is a beautiful thing. Dr. Matthew Henry said, Christians become members of this body by baptism. They are baptized into one body, the body of Christ. The outward rite is of divine institution, significant of the new birth, called, therefore, the washing of regeneration. But it is by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, that we are made members of Christ's body, of Christ's church, his universal church. I said this the other day, and I'll say it again. God's church is already diverse. Just because we don't have all races in every local church does not mean the church is not filled with diversity. God's church is, the universal church is. There are black folks and white folks and red folks and yellow folks, and I don't see how lost people don't understand what's going on. But I do know from the scriptures why the devil has blinded their eyes. I've been saved for 40 years, and I am amazed and thankful to God for the many and manifold testimonies about Jesus Christ saving the souls of people, red, yellow, black, and white, for they're all precious in His sight. It is the Holy Spirit's operation signified by the outward administration on that makes us members of the church. Anyone can be baptized. It is a physical movement that has no spiritual transformative power in and of itself. However, only a Christian has undergone a baptism of the Spirit. Something happens deep down on the inside, something that you cannot fake, and something that moves you to endure until the end. And someone who has been baptized in the Spirit will manifest the fruit of the Spirit at some point in their new Christian life, in their new born-again Christian life. We have all heard of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you don't have some of this going on in your life, and you don't have this moving in your life, and you claim to have been saved for a while, there's something wrong somewhere. This hatred of other races, that's not in here. I believe that it is impossible to be a born-again child of God and hate people who are different than you on something so silly as skin color. Not only is that evil, that is ridiculous. In this passage, beloved, we can see another aspect of what Spirit-baptized people ought to be: accepting of other Christians, regardless of race and class, as members of the body of Christ. Dr. Daniel S. Warner said, "Sweet fellowship, thy crystal tide flows joyful in our souls, baptized in one, naught can divide while heavenly peace controls. O brethren, how our spirits blend in fellowship so dear, though sundered far by God's command, we feel you still so near. God, over all and through us all, in floods of blissful light, is fellowship in every soul that's pure in heaven's sight. O fellowship, my brethren dear, in bonds of perfect love, how blessed the seal of union here with all the saints above. This fellowship with Father, Son, and all who love the Lord is heaven here on earth begun, 'tis paradise restored." Amen, somebody. Let's have a word of prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And we thank you, Lord, for our time together. And we pray, Lord, tonight that what is said here would cause people to confess their sins and repent, turn from their evil ways, even as Christians. Help them to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. Help them to see what they already know, that prejudice and racism has no place in the heart of a Christian. No Christian, white, black, red, or yellow. Not only is it sinful, it is ridiculous. So help us to repent of our sins, and for some, trust Christ as Savior. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. A dear friend of mine, if you are a Christian listening today, here are three things you need to do. Number one, confess and repent of your own sins. You already know what they are. Number two, pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ to repent of their sins and get back to their first love. Number three, pray for souls to be saved and do your part by witnessing to the lost at any cost. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved, how you can place your faith and trust in him for salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of sin. There are people dying tonight all across this country and around the globe. People are dying. Some have died today already. Some young, some old, but they are dead. And one day you will die. I know you don't believe it, but you will believe it when you close your eyes in death. And you need to be ready. Third, accept the fact also that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is a bad place. Hell is bad news. I said hell is bad news. You do not want to go to hell. Trust Christ as Savior today. I have some good news for you from Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Trust in Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, "And thou you shall be saved." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, died for your sins, was buried and rose again on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Pray and ask him to save your soul and he will save you. And I'll be more than happy to lead you in prayer. In fact, I'm in a city right now where the Lord began to work on my heart and life. It would be about 3 or 4 months before I prayed this prayer myself, some 40 years ago. And this could be your night. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. If you want to be saved tonight, that's my only reason for living. I have no other reason to live but to share the gospel with you so that you can be saved. I'm trying to take as many with me. I'm on my way out, and I'm trying to grab as many as I can by any means necessary. I want you to go to heaven too and not go to hell. I want you to have your life insurance, your eternal life insurance policy signed with the blood of Jesus Christ. so that you will know that you know that you know that when you die, you will go to heaven and not go to hell. Follow me in prayer. Mean what you pray. Follow me phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. For I have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before. I've stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. God will bless you, and we love you, and may God continue to bless you throughout your life.